The Adventure of the Lion's Mane and Other Stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Read by Christopher Lee. It is a most singular thing that a problem which was certainly as abstruse and unusual as any which I have faced in my long professional career should have come to me after my retirement and be brought, as it were, to my very door. It occurred after my withdrawal to my little Sussex home, when I had given myself up entirely to that soothing life of nature for which I had so often yearned during the long years spent amid the gloom of London. At this period of my life, the good Watson had passed almost beyond my ken. An occasional weekend visit was the most that I ever saw of him. Thus I must act as my own chronicler. Ah, had he been but with me, how much he might have made of so wonderful a happening and of my eventual triumph against every difficulty. As it is, however, I must needs tell my tale my own plain way, showing by my words each step upon the difficult road which lay before me as I searched for the mystery of the Lion's Mane. My villa is situated upon the southern slope of the Downs, commanding a great view of the Channel. At this point the coastline is entirely of chalk cliffs, which can only be descended by a single long tortuous path which is steep and slippery. At the bottom of the path lie 100 yards of pebbles and shingle, even when the tide is at full. Here and there, however, there are curves and hollows which make splendid swimming pools filled afresh with each flow. This admirable beach extends for some miles in each direction, save only at one point where the little cove and village of Fulworth break the line.